Let's turn to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 12 and 13, for our thoughts for the day, shall we? And we find these precious words of truth, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So we find God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit is a seal. And that's just a precious truth to our hearts because of the many beautiful aspects of the light and of this from this diamond of truth that gleams and shines forth. Now, a seal means a signet. And a signet was especially used as a signature in making documents official and legal. Isn't that precious when we as children of God can come before his presence to the table of his word? Or we go to our prayer room and we bow our knees before him, and when we have that Holy Spirit, a seal, a promise upon us, that makes us a legal document to our Heavenly Father. That gives us a legal ticket, as it were, into God's table of his word, into the revelation of his word. That's our birthright. The Holy Spirit, a seal, has placed that upon us if we're Christian. And then secondly, the Holy Spirit of promise puts a security upon us and in us. And that's a state of feeling of being free from care, fear, doubt, uncertainty. A person who agrees to make good the failure of another and to pay for that person and to perform the duty that that person can't perform. That just thrills me to death, that when I have this Holy Spirit of promise, that seal upon me, that I have God's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Spirit as a seal in me to perform what I cannot do. When I do not know how to love him properly, or I do not know the proper words to say to him, then the Holy Spirit of promise comes along to perform that which I cannot perform. The Holy Spirit of promise is a seal to help us do what we could not do otherwise. And how many times do we find ourselves so inadequate to witness for him, to speak for him, to live for him, and yet there's the Holy Spirit of promise ever present, guaranteeing that he will help us to perform through his name. And so no wonder that the Apostle Paul said in Romans that the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. And so that's wonderful to know the Spirit of promise, the seal of promise will help us to perform to please our Heavenly Father. And so, beloved, it also means to preserve. A seal is for the purpose of preserving. And that means to keep from harm, danger, damage, evil, to protect from spoil and rotting. And so how wonderful to have this Spirit of promise that will come in our hearts and tune our hearts into unity and oneness with the Lord, and to open the fountains of our head and loosen the salty tears and let them flow down our faces. And as we experience this, we'll find those Holy Ghost tears, those tears of salt, will be indeed a preservative to preserve us from going astray, to preserve us from harm and danger, to preserve us from spoil and rotting, to preserve us from deteriorating in our love and our affection and our zeal for Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to know that we have this precious Spirit that can preserve us from taking the wrong path, can preserve us from taking our own will and way, can preserve us from being deceived by the errors and the untruths of fallen Lucifer. And so, beloved, likewise, we find the word seal means a secret, and that word secret means to set apart and to be concealed from sight or notice, to be secluded. And so how marvelous to know that we have an inner seal of the presence of the Spirit of God that is continually working within us in a concealed manner, in a secret manner, to where that no one else really knows what God is doing in your own heart but just you. It's a secret thing at this point. And so never judge a person by the outward appearance, because God says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God looks down and sees the inner working of the seal of his promise, the seal of his spirit, sealing you off, separating you, bringing you into secret unities and revelations and experiences with him that no one else knows just now. And the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, but then we shall know as we are known. In that day when God unveils the secret workings of the Holy Spirit of promise, the seal of promise, then others will be able to see in eternity what our Heavenly Father was working through the seal of promise in our earthly journey. And so it's so marvelous to know him as a seal. And so if we rely upon him, we look to him, and we continually ask his advice, his counsel, his leading, his guidance, beloved, then certainly he will seal us, he will preserve us, and he will minister to us in the secret place. And then again, beloved, we find the word seal means to attest, that is to bear witness, to declare to be true, to declare to be genuine, to serve as proof, to demonstrate, to make clear. And so the spirit of promise is there to continually attest to us in our hearts of the reality and the truth of God's word. The Holy Spirit of promise, the seal is there to seal up our hearts so that we look unto him and he makes the word of God clear. And he is there to demonstrate through us, not only, beloved, by theory, but by experience, the reality of God's truth. So the Holy Spirit of promise, the seal, is for demonstration and to serve as proof. And so how many times that Spirit demonstrates through us the reality of Jesus Christ and the reality of his life and the reality of his truth. No wonder that the apostle said unto Jesus when he asked them, you know, will you go away also? And they said, to whom can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And no wonder that God said of his son, he said here in John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you, for him hath God his Father sealed. And so our own blessed Lord and Savior, Christ the Lord, was sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. And certainly he bore witness to the truth of his Heavenly Father. May we pray that the Spirit of God will indeed seal our hearts all over again, afresh and anew. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for thy Son Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. And we thank you for reality, and we thank you for the truth of your word and your spirit. And we pray that the Holy Spirit of promise will seal that truth and that light and that life of your word into our hearts all over again this day. Sealed our thoughts, we pray, that have come from thee this day, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.